Oh wow. You know what day this is? It's Monday, which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. It's the big 4-0, 40 episodes in. I actually can't believe it. I feel like we gotta do something special when we hit 50. But that's 10 away, so. Anyway, enough reminiscing, let's jump into your questions. The first one's from Anonymous. They ask, are you lurking and listening on Spotify still? I haven't been on my Spotify in a long time. Not because I didn't want to, but just because, I don't know, life has gotten in the way, and I have music on YouTube, so it's been, I just haven't been on Spotify, but I'll be back on it for sure. Anonymous says, I saw you did a Riding at Disney ride audio. You have any thoughts of doing more? Or just other theme park rides in general? That Spaceship Earth audio is one of my favorite audios. I was just thinking how fun Haunted Mansion would be for October. I agree. I think Haunted Mansion would be super fun. Yeah. Yeah, I'm liable to do that for Halloween. That's actually a really good idea. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you ever been caught in the middle of having sex? If so, what did you do? I have. my move was stop having sex and get out of there as soon as as quickly as possible. It was in a parking lot, so we just drove off. But yeah. What is the craziest place you've had sex? I think the preferred first answer, I'd say parking lot probably. I asked, did you and your girlfriend break up? No, we did not. We are still happily together. Let's see. Anonymous, does anyone in the community actually know what you look like, or at least your real name? No, they do not. Sarah asked, do you feel bad for punishing your partner during sex? No, because ultimately that's something that they want, if that makes sense. I know they're getting pleasure and satisfaction out of it, so that brings me joy and satisfaction. If they didn't enjoy it, then I'd probably feel really bad. But if they were enjoying it, obviously it would make me feel good. Hey Kay, I know you're not comfy telling us your name, and I understand that. Would you ever feel comfortable telling us the first letter of it, at least? Just curious. You already know it. Anonymous says, if someone told you could have a lot of money if you kissed another man or do anything sexual with them, would you ever consider saying yes? Oh, man. I mean, to find a lot of money... If you said it was like $1.7 billion, yeah, I mean, I guess I would have to like muscle through it because that's like, that seems really dumb to pass up on that opportunity. But if you were like, oh, just $1,000 or $10,000 or $50,000, I don't know, where's my benchmark here? I think I would kiss another guy for like $500,000. Yeah. Well, that's kind of where my starting point is. I really don't want to kiss another man. But yeah. Let's see. How do you tend to react when you find someone attractive? I don't know. It's like... When I was younger, I'd get really nervous and shy. But now I think I do the opposite. I try to be really confident and like assertive around them and a lot of eye contact. I don't know. Just try to like see if I pick up on any signs. B asks, dare you to read one of chapter 3 from one of your writings? I'm sorry, B. I haven't written in so long. I wish I had some chapter 3s to read. Anonymous asks, were you a basic white chick in 2015? No, but I think I am now. I've come to love Starbucks too much. But yeah. Let's see. Never really got into Uggs though. Let's see. Anonymous, do you still have strange dreams or nightmares like you were having before? Currently not so much. I haven't been dreaming in a while. Which is both good and bad, I feel like. Let's see. Anonymous says, does your girlfriend ever listen to your audios? Yes, she listens to every single one of them. Every single one. Erica, what is the kindest thing anyone's ever done for you? It's kind of a cliche answer, but I think love me unconditionally is the kindest thing someone's ever done for me. Yeah. I'm gonna come back to this question near the end because it'll be the wrap-up question. Let's see. Would you do an audio where you're talking to a girl online and you two finally decide to meet face to face? Yeah, I think that'd be super cute. That's actually a really good idea. Any thought on vegetarianism? How long would you last? If you would even last? Oh man, vegetarianism is so hard. It's like veganism. I'm a carnivore like through and through, so the idea of just eating veggies only is so hard for me. I know it's really good for you, and I wish I was strong enough to do it. But I'm not. I think I'd last a day, if so much. If so much. Mom said, were you a big flirt when you were going to school? No, I was not. I wish I was a bigger flirt, but I really wasn't. Anonymous also asks, do you ever think you'll become a gym type person ever again? Yeah, probably. I mean, after this, once Corona's done, I can actually go to a gym again. But with Corona, it's so hard to like go out and do stuff. Cass asked, do you feel more safe in a locked or unlocked room? Locked. Feel super safe in a locked room. Let's see. Anonymous says, what are your predominant love languages? I need to look up love languages really quick. Love language. Languages. Love languages. All right. All right, what are the five different love languages? Oh, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch. I think for me, receiving is probably physical touch, quality time, and then maybe acts of service. And then reverse would be, I'd love to give it in physical touch, acts of service. Well, I think it'd be quality time, physical touch, acts of service, giving. Yeah, so that would be my love language for both sides of it. Yeah. Let's see. Do you think it's cute or sweet when a female plays with your hair, rubs your chest or back? Oh my God, I love it. Yeah, it's the best. Tis the best. Anonymous asks, if a girl has sexy eyes and gives you a BJ, do you enjoy the experience more? Yeah, of course. Of course I do. Let's see. Morning sex or before bed sex? Probably before bed sex, between the two. How often do you have a sex in a week? Probably 5 out of 7 would be my answer. Anonymous, has it ever broke your heart seeing another female cry? Of course it is. I think seeing anyone really cry really breaks my heart. It's hard to watch someone cry. Anonymous, have you ever felt a crush on a female who wears glasses? Do you like females wearing glasses? Yeah, actually, I think I prefer glasses to contacts. I think glasses are really, really cute. If you need them, I think they're really cute. Anonymous, do you think a female could look cute? I woke up out of bed look. Yeah, I think waking up out of bed is a really cute look. I love it. Let's see. Do you like the color red on a woman? As in, like, red lipstick, red hair, red dress? Yeah, I think red is like a striking. It's like a striking color. I do like red. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're gonna stop it there. We got through a lot of them. For episode 40, we chunked down our questions basically by half. So maybe in the next two episodes, we might get down to like zero, which is my goal, is to actually get all the questions answered. So that's what my hope is. So next episode, I'll see you all next week.